Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Sunday, 16th of October, 2022. Welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace on CJMQ. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke, and I'm delighted to have you join us whenever and from wherever you are joining us from. Opening words today from Psalm 121, and I read the words of the Authorized Version. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in, from this time forth and even for evermore.
Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see. I want to see you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Creator, our Christ, and Holy Spirit, you breathe life into all things and nourish your whole creation. You are a rock and refuge for your people, for you are trustworthy in all things. Your desire for peace with justice can never be defeated. You alone can bring life out of death and restore wholeness to broken lives. And so we praise you and rejoice in the hope you offer. For your love is the power at work in every situation, seeking goodness and revealing truth, a love that will never let us go. In this time of reflection, we offer you our love and loyalty through Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. God of our hopes and our hearts, you provide the gift of faith, but we lose heart so quickly. Troubles weaken our trust and disappointments eat away at our commitment. Forgive us, and create in us clean hearts, and in your love, give us peace and perseverance. We remember the words of the Apostle Paul. What will separate us from the love of Christ? Hardship, distress, peril, or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through the God who loves us. And neither death, nor life, nor things present, nor things to come, so can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And so, Lord, we rejoice in that. Your love that reaches down in Jesus, and by his death on the cross deals with what stands against us in your sight, and by his resurrection from the dead offers new life to all who believe and trust, and that's made real in the coming of your Holy Spirit. All praise to you, our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We turn back to our readings in Luke's Gospel, and this week we find ourselves at Luke chapter 18, reading from verse 1 through to verse 8. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them they should always pray and not give up. He said, "In a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.' And for some time he refused. But finally he said to himself, 'Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?'" Amen.
Leads me out.
As we have gone through Luke's Gospel, we keep coming up against differing themes. Jesus and the outsider, particularly Jesus and the women. Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And sometimes all of these themes can run together. And today we look at another theme, Jesus and prayer. And he uses the picture of a woman and an outsider, the widow. This is just about as direct as you can get. What does Jesus want his disciples to do? What does he want us to do? To pray at all times and not lose heart. The Authorized Version says, faint not. Don't get weak and pass out in your prayer life. Keep it up. Why or how should we keep it up? Well, let's look at this story. There are two characters here. One is a judge. At least they call him a judge, but he doesn't judge justly. But a judge indeed still has a lot of power and authority, and we understand that well, don't we? When Judge Judy holds court in her studio, we know who holds the power. This man is a judge who has no respect for God or for common humanity. He could care less what happens to the woman or the man or to the old person or to the young one who comes before them. Since he doesn't fear God, he doesn't care about justice according to the truth, and since he has no respect for common civility, he doesn't care about what happens to those he rules over. And then there's the other character in this parable. This one is a widow. Now, in those days, as I say, a widow has had very little power or influence. But this widow somehow has enemies, and she needs protection or someone to be the avenger against her adversaries. And so what does she do? She goes to the judge and states her need. And what does the judge do? Nothing. At least at first. Now, what would you have done if you were that widow? She's nowhere else to go to. She has no power to deal with her opponents, and the judge doesn't listen to her case. So the widow won't leave. She just keeps coming back and stating her case. He doesn't throw her out, but he doesn't help her with her need until finally he realizes that she's not going to give up. And what's his reason for helping this widow? Well, it's the worst possible reason. She's a pain in the neck. She's there every morning with the same old thing, and she's driving him crazy and wearing him out. Okay, I'll give you protection. And at this point in the story, Jesus makes a turn in the parable. His listeners are probably all on the widow's side at this point. And Jesus says, listen to what the unjust judge says. Now, what about God? If an unjust judge will listen to a persistent widow's case, don't you think that God will hear yours? Don't you think he will bring about justice to those who he has chosen who cry out to him day and night? Is God just dragging things out so you will give up? Verse 8 is great. I tell you that he will bring about justice for them speedily. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? It's a pretty clear point. Jesus is comparing the way this widow appeals to this unjust judge with the way that we should appeal to a good and righteous and just God. But Jesus is saying that God will certainly grant us justice. He'll do it in a flash. But then he asks this haunting question. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? On my bookshelf are several underused books on prayer. One of those neglected ones is simply called Prayer by a man called Ole Hallersby, a Norwegian theologian from the early 20th century. And he writes, the painful and disappointing experiences in connection with prayer are undoubtedly necessary for most of us. At least they are unavoidable steps in the acquisition of that personal experience of prayer which we must gain for ourselves. They are part of that practice which constitutes the prerequisite of a more fully developed prayer life. For that reason, I do not think we should look upon these painful experiences, and he means unanswered prayer, prayer that's slowing being answered. I do not think we should look upon these painful experiences too pessimistically. Surely they are going to be more profitable than we think at the time when we are going through the anguish connected with them. He says that we need two things in prayer. We need persistence and practice. Without practice, no Christian will become a real man or woman of prayer, and practice cannot be obtained without perseverance. To move in prayer as though one were in one's element, to pray daily with a willing spirit, with joy, with gratitude, with adoration, is something which is far beyond our human capacity and ability. A miracle of God is necessary every day for this. This miracle consists in receiving the Spirit of prayer. The Spirit of prayer being received. Who is able for such things? Surely I must work myself up. Surely I must work hard to receive that Spirit. But no, this is what Hallersby says elsewhere. Prayer is for the helpless. Consider the sinner who no longer flees from God. He stands in the light of heaven. More or less gradually, they begin to see their former sins, the boundless depths of impurity in their heart, their impenitent coolness, indifference and rebelliousness towards God, their dislike of the Bible and prayer, and the permanent desire of his weak will towards sin. What does he do now? Like everyone else, they cry in their distress to God. Prayer is helplessness. But perhaps you know that already. For who taught you to pray? Was it some strong, vibrant, upright saint of God? Or was it someone bent over, doubled over in the circumstances of life, carrying a burden, somebody who knew weakness and helplessness? When did you pray best? When you were helpless. Perhaps the picture of an importunate widow is the very best picture of weakness that we can find, that we can be given to inspire us in practice and perseverance of prayer.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Daily walking
Let us pray. We give you all thanks and praise, Lord, for you created the earth and you raised humans and animals and creatures upon it. In Jesus Christ, you came to us, offering a new covenant written in our hearts. When he was killed, you raised him to new life, and through him you inspired sacred writings to bring us to the good news through faith in Jesus Christ, and to equip us for every good work, as with persistent prayer we seek to build your kingdom and plant your faithfulness on the earth. God of compassion, you open our eyes on the world in pain and show us suffering and despair. In our own times, we see all the challenges in healthcare, the injustice that seems to stalk the earth. We pray for communities struggling with chronic hunger, as well as the shifting reality of the pandemic, and for all who face difficult diagnoses, painful illnesses, or delays in treatment. Open their eyes to your mercy and our eyes to the ways we can offer support. God of wisdom, you open our eyes on the world out of balance and show us its many complexities. We see old animosities and fresh upheavals that put innocent lives at risk. We pray for the millions displaced by current conflicts and natural disasters, and pray that leaders in every country and community will attend to the suffering of their people with mercy and justice. We pray for your church in our world in all its diverse need. We pray that you would equip all those who prepare for ministry in Bible college and seminary and university faculty with the knowledge and commitment needed to serve in these complicated times. Open all our eyes to creative solutions to the church's issues and problems for the situations which break your heart and ours. And so we pray, in our weakness and helplessness, but with practice and perseverance, that your kingdom will come amongst us. And we pray this in the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. You'd be very welcome to join us at 10:30 on Sunday mornings at our church premises at 256 Rue Queen Street in Lennoxville, Sherbrooke. But if not, then we do encourage you to find your own place of worship. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee, and I need thee every hour.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.